In this episode of Turf Toe Show, we talk about the, what's it, divisional games?
Divisional playoff games.
We talk about how Blake Bortles is not the man you want behind center when the game's on the line. We also talk about how the Patriots can just run the table on them. And for some reason, we talk about Baker Mayfield. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another Turf Toe Show. The website with the same name.
TurfToeShow.com website, to be exact.
Yes.
If you don't know.
You don't have to put the www in front of it. Like, that's that old school stuff.
You'll be thorough.
Just type it in.
You know, yeah. We might have an app coming. I'm not too sure yet.
Oh,
but I'm Mike Floyd, and kind of sad today because veganism is not the way to go. I got Globe Man with me.
Yo.
Representing Detroit. Send these weird music. You know, I don't know. What was that guy's name?
Peasy. Babyface Ray.
Man, I'm not listening to no dude named Babyface Ray.
Sound exactly like T. Grizzly.
He does?
No. He does not. All Detroit rappers sound the same somehow. He rap like he's had his nose plugged.
And I got Mr. Avalanche over here.
Man.
Back in town now. When he got his eyes checked out.
Got I did? Yeah. Got my eyes checked out. Want to make sure I was seeing what I was actually seeing over this past weekend with those divisional round playoffs.
Yeah.
So you might want to like introduce a couple of players to your doctor, man. You know, that's a couple blown plays.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if we're just gonna get right into it, there was a. I guess if we're gonna get into it, let's just get right into that Vikings game. Because that was the biggest one of the weekend. I mean, me and you, Flo, we were talking just right before we came on. They were showing a replay of the play. Marcus Williams, rookie safety for the Saints.
Ooh, we should throw out there. He's been doing good all year.
He has.
Been doing really good.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about him until the phone mentioned him. He's like, hey, he's actually pretty good. Look at his stats.
And, I mean, he's been on a good defense, on a good team that obviously, you know, made it to the playoffs, made it the second round of the playoffs.
And we need to preface he is a rookie.
Right.
He's a rookie.
Doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
But if you watch the play, he was in position. He was where he should be. He wasn't doing anything he wasn't supposed to until he tried to hit stick. And Stephon Diggs was in the air levitating over him.
Flying.
He somehow got a little extra step up there. And, you know, Williams just was able to, you know, slide right under him. He hit a toe or something like that, but that doesn't count or anything.
Yeah, it says Case Keenum completed a last-ditch heave near the sideline on that Sunday's game. Stephon Diggs slithered. They just slithered.
Away
for 61-yard touchdown to give Minnesota 29-24 victory over New Orleans in the Vikings to the NFC Championship game. Which is crazy because Drew Brees had just driven the Saints into position with a go-ahead 43-yard field goal.
Right. Now, here's the thing I'm curious about. People are saying that because it's going to be Vikings versus Eagles for the NFC Conference Championship. People are saying that's going to be a battle of defenses, which
yes.
See, they both have decent defenses, okay. And Nick Foles isn't the best quarterback, so it's going to be tough on him. But the question I'm trying to pose is how good really is the Vikings defense when they completely shut down for the most part everything that the Saints were trying to do in the first half, yet they were able to crawl back into it in the second half and take the lead. And that's the reason why it came down to that last ditch play with 10 seconds left to Stephon Diggs.
They scored 24 points in the second half.
Right.
I think that's a Drew Brees thing, though, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think Nick Foles can pull off what Drew Brees did. Be honest with you, bro.
No, Nick Foles can't do anything like that unless he somehow flashes back to 3 years ago.
But then again, Drew Brees didn't really have a good night. He was 25 of 40. 294 yards, 3 TDs, and 2 interceptions.
That's what I'm saying. That should go to the Vikings defense, but they still were able to come in the second half, make whatever adjustments they had to do in halftime, and find the holes or find the weaknesses, you know, in the Vikings defense and make it a game.
Yeah.
Because man, they had that game. They really did. They
had won it.
Yeah, it was won. And yeah. I just don't have anything to say, really. I put it on him, regardless of they can say, oh, well, there was other opportunities, there's other things that could have happened. There's no reason to blame him for that game, and I'm going to blame him for that game. Like, no, I don't.
Mean, yes, ultimately, in that moment, it's on him, man. It's on him. He just – I just want to know why he was going for the tackle. Like, he, you know, he had to see.
That was like a,
yeah, he could. I think he was going to. He didn't want to get the pass interference call.
That
so
he, I bet you won't. Hmm? Where he's doing that little. Dang, I might not let me. The little video. Amos, famous, famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's dancing. Like, yeah. I bet you won't.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But like, he's doing that dance. Now, man, but I was telling y'all, like, from what I've seen, a lot of these guys don't tap him, or they all do their shoulder stuff now. Nobody wraps up, man. All they do is wrap him up, hold him.
Yep. Yeah.
He would just stood there like this.
Yeah, he just. I don't know.
Or at least try to, like, kick the dude's foot out.
Right.
Yeah.
Then again, I mean, we're watching it slow down. I mean, game speed might be a little faster than that, but.
Well, in game speed, it almost looks like he's out of position, to be honest. When you slow it down, you see he's right there. But when, and it's almost like when Diggs came down, my man was already like, it really looked like as if he had already caught it and then he just rolled out the way. And then,
that's what it kind of looks like to me.
Yeah, when you slow it down, then you see him like actually trying to dodge Diggs so that he doesn't get the pass interference call. But who cares? Like,
just take it.
I mean, if you mess up, fine. Like, the spot of the foul, I mean, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they may not even call it if it's like he was right on time had he just connected.
Yeah.
Like, Diggs had his hands up, the ball was there, it would have been all right. I mean, we're Monday morning quarterbacking it, but we can do that because that he really dropped the ball on that. Like, he literally this would have been a prime Super Bowl run, really. Like, you got, mm-hmm. Mainly, really, all the big dogs are out. This is anybody's NFC Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, had the Saints won, there's no doubt they would have beat the Eagles.
Yeah, and yeah, with the receiver core they have and the running back running game, he literally cost them a Super Bowl appearance off one play. People say, oh, it doesn't come down to one play. He had the interception earlier. It came down. You can't say, oh, well, this could have been different. I mean, well, you know, maybe had that ball not been tipped in the first half. They would have scored on that drive, and then none of this would have mattered. I mean, you could say, oh, what if this, what if that, what if this, but this was definite. This was like game changing.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah, man, that he knew better. Rookie or not. Like, you know you're a safety. You've always been a safety. it ain't like you changed positions when you got to the NFL. You messed up bad.
The other thing is with Case Keenum being the starting quarterback. He needs to tighten his game up going into Philly because it's 25-40 and there's one interception and stuff, and then the Tiffany Sacks is not going to cut it out there.
No.
Because they're going to be head on from the whole time. They're going to try to rush him. Now, unless Stephon Diggs like just magically does enough to catch like that, I mean, they're going to try to shut down Thielen.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to try to shut down one of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're going to have shut down Thielen, or they're going to shut down Diggs, and they're still going to have one of them that's going to be able to get open. Plus, they still have Kyle Rudolph, Jared McKinnon, and Latavius Murray.
They have playmakers.
Yeah.
But so did Atlanta.
Oh. Yeah. That's a good segue right there.
Yeah. So did Atlanta. But I don't want to jump into that yet. Well, I guess we can.
The city of Georgia's just over here choking, man.
Yeah, right. They just, like, all you got to do is, I mean, really, bro, 10 points? That's why I'm not, well, that's why I'm not too worried that Vikings just have this in the bag already, because the Eagles held a lot of playmakers in check big time. And I really don't even know how they really did it, to be honest.
Didn't say that Julio Jones would start like 1-10 and then the red zone?
This year, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, their red zone efficiency is not good at all, actually. And Matt Ryan's good, and that team's good.
Yeah. That team is good, but
Eagles kept them in check big time. And I just don't really, and now when you think about it, I don't really know how they were getting pressure, but they really weren't doing. They were just solid. They were moving the ball.
Because every time I turned the game on to just check it out, I just sent them all to the red zone, and they just saw that every time.
Yeah, nothing happened. I mean, I'm looking at the Eagles defense had 3 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
They rushed them a lot, man. But I just really just don't understand. I don't know. The game was just ugly. I mean, it really was. Like, Nick Foles wasn't really doing.
I mean, he went 23 for 30 for 246 yards. No TDs, no interceptions. I mean, the Garrett Blunt had the one touchdown for them on a little sweep in the end zone, in the red zone. I mean, that was the best part of their offense, really, was when they scored that touchdown. And they drove down. Nick Foles was able to manage the game. he didn't turn the ball over. I mean, he didn't score, but he didn't turn the ball over. He got them in the red zone, and they were able to kick field goals. That's
really it. It was not with all the other games. With all the other games, like I feel like Saturday was just not entertaining for football. Really,
no, not at all.
But Sunday was ridiculous. It's just yeah.
The Falcons only scored 10 points in the first half, and it just
sputtered.
I mean, and then how many times was on that last play? How many times was Julio Jones going to fall in the end zone before he got the ball thrown to him? The thing I didn't understand watching that play after Julio Jones went down like two times, three times, like tripping, falling. If Matt Ryan had that much time to wait for this dude to get up, why not find someone else that was open?
True.
Or take the ball yourself. Like if
trust him, man.
I mean, but he's got Mohamed Sanu. Like he's been doing decent. He had
Mohamed Sanu's been in the league like 18 years.
Yeah, okay, but
he can play.
He can play,
and he's coming alive more than he used to.
He only had three interceptions for 50, or three receptions for 50 yards in this game.
Probably got his AARP card.
I mean, versus Julio Jones, who still had 9 receptions for 101 yards.
They should have kept Roddy White.
Roddy White always had a fucking broken ankle.
I don't know what happened to him.
I think didn't he retire?
Yeah, they didn't resign him, so he just retired.
Huh? Yeah.
See, here's a big set right here. Devontae Freeman, they're their big guy. They're their main running back. 10 carries for 7 yards.
They showed it up.
10 carries for 7 yards. Tevin Coleman, which they use a little bit more heavily, 10 carries for 79 yards.
And who's running back for the Vikings right now?
Murray's the big one. The speedster is McKinnon.
Yeah.
So you think they'll try to take them away? But going back to the Eagles and the Vikings game, you think the Eagles try to take away that running game and force Keenan to throw it?
Absolutely. Because he was throwing some. It was like a Brett Favre reincarnation for some of those passes, man. Like, he was just throwing them up there. Like, that pick that Williams got was off of just a pass that you should never throw. Ever. But they're going to make Keenum throw it. Make him make mistakes. That defense is for real.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of legit defenses.
Here we go. This is
the Jaguars. Saxonville. They're coming. They stunned the Steelers 45-42. To earn the trip to the AFC title game. Rookie running back Leonard Fournette ran for 109 yards and 3 touchdowns. Blake Bortles wasn't Blake Bortles that day.
Yeah, for the first time in 3 weeks.
So he was 14-26, 214 yards, 1 TD. Big Ben threw for 469 yards.
Wow.
And still lost the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
He threw 469 yards, 5 TDs, and 1 interception. Like, that's ridiculous. Le'Veon Bell had a touchdown. Antonio Brown had 2 touchdowns. But that defense just held him, man. It's just...
Dude, I had not read that stat line. That is insane.
That's what's like.
That is insane.
If I didn't tell you the actual score of the game, you'd been like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers destroyed them.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
The stat line and that box score makes that game look a little bit closer than it was.
Yeah.
But Jaguars had 28 points going into halftime. I mean, Steelers were able to make a good comeback.
Absolutely.
They didn't let the Jaguars score in the third quarter. They made it close in the fourth quarter. But that defense.
Yeah.
Well, defense,
honestly, with the defense, though, I mean, Pittsburgh had 545 yards total of offense. That's almost double what
that defense didn't really do its job, to be honest.
But at the same time, they did, though, because they won the game.
I think it slowed them down just enough to allow Leonard Fournette to get moving. Because I think Leonard Fournette had most of the touchdowns.
Yeah, there were a lot of red zone touchdowns. Yeah.
He went 25 for 109 and 3 TDs.
I mean, I think it was that defense. The defense was stout, you know, but I mean, it wasn't like Ben wasn't doing what he always does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That if it wasn't for that fumble that they returned for a touchdown, I mean, it's a different game.
That's one I forgot about, yeah.
You know, that's why I'm like, I don't know. I mean, Jacksonville, with Pittsburgh having that much talent, you know, Jacksonville did do what they had to do, but Bortles had to step it up, and he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, beating New England?
That's even a different story. I mean, I think Pittsburgh outthought themselves. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, don't understand, like, the onside kick, personally. I mean, Tomlin he's, like, defending all day, but I don't understand why he did it.
Yeah, the Jaguars defense as a whole only had 2 sacks on Ben. But I think we were talking in the chat, like, there were a couple 4th-and-1s where that they tried to like do a sweep or pass it on 4th-and-1 when just fucking do a QB sneak up the middle with Ben.
You think Big Ben's gonna run?
They didn't have to run all the time. He's 260.
I thought Tom Brady was immobile. Ben trying to just get out the pocket. It's just like, what?
He didn't, I mean, he didn't used to be that way. Ben Roethlisberger used to be a lot mobile than he is now. But if you're on fourth and one, you are trying to win a playoff game. You're trying to get to the AFC Conference Championships. You're trying to get to the Super Bowl. You want to win. I mean, put it on your back, man. Like, make the call.
It's Matt Price.
Yeah, no, I mean,
now
on some of those fourth down plays they scored though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about the ones that, there were a couple in the beginning where it just kind of they didn't
it seemed
like the QB sneak would have been the better play call at that point. I mean, like, they have a stout line, but at least try it.
They have everything on that team. What more do they need to get past that hump? Because it's been a while since they
got
the Super Bowl. It's like, you got Antonio Brown, the best receivers in the game.
Yeah.
You got Juju, who's showing up.
Yeah.
You got one of the best running backs in the game that you don't want to pay for some reason.
Right.
And you still got what's the other cat's name that they put the practice squad for a while and then they brought him back up? Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's still decent. I mean, yeah. And you got a decent quarterback. Well, I won't say decent, but he's like,
I mean, he scored.
He
threw for 469 yards and five touchdowns.
The nation's best defense.
And their defense isn't. There's no slouches. I mean,
their linebacker core is a little shaky.
Yeah.
Well, they got rid of the best linebacker.
Right.
He's about to go get a Super Bowl ring.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no, because the Jaguars is about to kick that ass.
According to Jalen Ramsey.
Right. Yeah, no. Hey, speaking of that, I don't want to see the Patriots or Tom Brady or Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft or anybody in New England playing at the end of this month or at the beginning of February. I don't want to see any of that. I want to see anybody excited over there. Go back to your cold, enjoy your snow, and let someone else, tired of the fucking Patriots. But if the Jaguars lose this AFC Championship game because of Jalen Ramsey out there talking shit, it's going to be a bad day.
They're not going to throw it to Ramsey.
Brady, they won't.
He's going to do all the checkdowns, boom, in a minute.
Yeah, he's going to go. Unless they put Ramsey on Gronk, depending on how they want to play that.
You want to put Ramsey on Gronk?
Their defense, they can have anybody cover Gronk.
Yeah.
Anyone. Because Gronk lines up. He lines up out wide sometimes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then you don't want to, instead of having a linebacker have to cover him and play that man and then get torn to pieces. But, I mean, they got their safeties are legit. I like the defense for the Jags, they're going to show up.
How good is Blake Bortles at reading coverages?
They keep it simple for him.
Yeah.
He's not that good. I mean, they disguise it, but it's ironically enough, the Patriots have the worst defense in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody else has solid defenses but shaky offense. But Patriots actually have the better offense. Their defense is not really that impressive to me. I mean, they haven't really, because they beat tennis.
Hey, so speaking about the Titans.
That was an unforgettable game.
No, well, I'm not even worried about the game. I'm talking about the coach. How are you going to say, hey, he's our head coach, talking about they're going to give him an extension, and then they lose again? They're like, nah, pimp.
Right.
We're good. Well, you're fired.
Didn't he say he wanted to leave?
No, at first they re-signed the man.
Oh. Yeah.
They re-signed him, and then all of a sudden they're like, nah, we want Josh McDaniels.
Well, you saw his interview. You saw his post-game interview after they beat the Chiefs, right? Where they were asking about if he felt like he was in a stable spot with the Titans, and he said no. He basically said no. He basically said he didn't feel like he was going to be there. Like, he said he was going to be there for the next game, obviously, but he didn't feel like long-term that he was going to be there. And then, obviously, he's not.
They're like, yeah, goodbye.
I don't like Josh McDaniels either. I hope he goes there and just fucking destroys the Titans, because that's the type of coach he is.
Oh, he killed the Broncos for a while, right? He's the one that drafted Tim Tebow?
He's the one that drafted Tim Tebow. He's the one that ran out Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler. Yeah. I mean, at the time, Jay Cutler was good, so don't hate on
Jay Cutler has never been good. Never been
he
good.
He was a decent, serviceable quarterback with the Broncos when we drafted him, when he was there, and he got ran out because he didn't like him and Josh McDaniels didn't like each other. And that created a downward spiral.
The fact that you have to use the word serviceable to describe Jay Cutler just proves my point. Yes. He's not a good quarterback.
At the time, he was, before he left. We had a chance.
That's like saying Ryan Leaf was a good quarterback.
No, he was good at something.
Nah.
Not really.
No.
No.
So do we even really need to talk about that Titans?
It was a boring game. Like, I don't even know why they were even in the playoffs. Like, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, I was fairly impressed with, like, that run defense for the Patriots.
Yeah? Yeah, what would they held Henry to nothing.
But Henry's he's like most of the bruiser backs that come out of Alabama. They're not. You're
talking about all of them?
Well, you think about it, the only one that's really like that switched it up once they got to the pros was Mark Ingram. He slimmed out a little bit and got faster. And Yeldon was always more of the pass catching back, but the big bruisers, they're strong, but they're not fast. They're not quick.
Yeah.
They take a while to get going. You let Henry get five steps on you and you're not bringing him down. Right. But they were hitting him like he couldn't do much. He couldn't do anything. They were like, okay, Mariota, who's not as good as people think he is. but the other guy coming out of his high school, Tua, he might be
the one
Mariota that we thought we'd see in the pros.
That just won a national championship.
Yeah, the one that just played a half with no practice time. But practice. With nothing. He just read the playbook and they just put him in there and he just tore it up. But anyway, no, he's not. They were like, let's load the box, stop the run. Stop the run. Mm-hmm. That's what they did, and then Tennessee couldn't do anything. Couple nice catches, couple nice passes, but no. They knew that the run game was what they needed to stop.
Yeah, and they said they were okay with letting those passes happen because
right. And they know the run game is what they need to stop for the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let Fournette beat you. Let Bortles beat you because that's
better go after that foot. You got that hurt.
I mean,
that foot's been dangling him all season too. So
yeah. Well, apparently he just got in a car accident too.
Yeah, they hit his Bentley.
Yeah.
And it's like, Bentley.
I'm going to the Super Bowl, so I don't care.
Right. Dude, he's been like he's so cocky, dude. I mean, if you could back it up, fuck it.
I mean, they've been backing it up, but the game's gonna come down to Blake Bortles.
And that's not what you want.
That's not what you want.
Hey man, Blake Bortles said he's like LeBron James. Everybody's gonna hate him regardless of what he does.
I think he has to win a Super Bowl for people to stop. And he's one of the guys, no one's gonna believe in him anyway. You can't be that whack for that long and then all of a sudden like just come back. No.
And then even if he does win a Super Bowl, he's going to get compared to like Trent Dilfer and stuff like that. Like, oh, you had the defense. You know what I mean? That's why you won the Super Bowl. It wasn't because of you, bro. Like, chill out.
Hey, so last thing I'm going to talk about is Le'Veon Bell. He's a free agent now. And he's threatening to retire. They hit him with the franchise tag.
Is he threatening to retire? Or is he threatening to just sit
this
out?
This dude
there?
Said, I will sit out a season or even retire if I'm hitting the franchise tag for the second consecutive year.
So is he?
I don't know why he can't go somewhere else.
Yeah. He's a free agent now. So I mean,
yeah. Why are you worried about that? Go to a different team.
Well, that's the thing. If they went their franchise, like, you can't.
Oh yeah,
he's stuck with that team.
He'll sit out a year and then come back and be good to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He'd be in the waiting room just like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, 1 year fresh, Le'Veon Bell. 1 year, woo.
And so they're asking these analysts like, what's the best fit for him? ESPN, Pittsburgh. ESPN, Pittsburgh. Mike Clay, NFL writer, New England Patriots.
With James Harrison.
NFL writer, Pittsburgh. Field Yates, the Cleveland Browns.
That would be
so funny to me. NFL writer, Pittsburgh. NFL writer, Pittsburgh. I'm like, really? Like, he can't go anywhere else?
Okay, so hypothetically, Cleveland Browns. DeShone Kizer, quarterback.
No. Josh Gordon is quarterback and receiver.
He can do anything. That guy can just do anything.
It's like, how you said, like, damn near 3 years, 4 years off, and you're the best player on the team. Like,
right. Because of the Cleveland Browns.
God, dog. They got a new offensive coordinator, so.
They're loading it up, man.
So.
They just need a QB.
They got a number one pick and the number four overall pick.
They just need a QB, man. That's all they really need. Just need a QB and just get an offensive coordinator and just keep them there. Just like.
They're picking up my mans from the Packers. They're picking up like everybody from the pack. They got the GM, I think, is over there now.
Okay.
And so now they're going to draft right, finally. And
as long as they get the owner, like, because the owner's trying to do like Jerry Jones 2.0. It's like, just stay out of the way. Dude. Let your guys that you hired do their job, man.
I wouldn't even want to be in the way if my team just went 0-16, went 1-15 last year. I'd be like, you know, I don't even want to be associated with that, man. Yeah, I'm the owner, but nah, I mean,
You know, it'd be funny if we saw the Browns and the Raiders in the AFC Championship game next year.
It's possible.
That would be insane.
Because like the Raiders coaching staff looks like the death row of coaching.
It does.
It's like all badass coaches. I'm like, how'd you pull this off? Like, you just literally just went like, yo, I want him.
Yeah. Now, I can't agree with that because it's the Raiders. But I've been saying this for the past few years, though. The Raiders are on the come up. with who they have, Derek Carr and, you know, Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, and their defense. They still got Khalil back on the defensive side on the end. They got a bunch of good guys over there. And if it wasn't for Carr's injuries and just little frivolous shit that's happened over, you know, the past couple of years, they would be in a better position in the West and in the AFC. Because there's no reason that the Chiefs should have won the AFC West this year.
Oh, the Chiefs are done for, right?
The Chiefs are done for.
Yeah, they're done.
But, how are they done?
Well, I mean,
literally every coach is left.
Yeah, all they have is Andy Reid and they're
that's all you need.
And Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, because
Allison's not there anymore.
Not gonna.
Yeah, no.
They didn't want Alex Smith this
year. There's your quarterback for the Browns. At least win you a couple games, so you won't go 0-16 again.
Win you a couple, yeah, you're right.
Hey, but if it's the Browns, though, as soon as he loses, they'll bench him.
Hey, they go get their boy out of the Bills, man. It's like 5 interceptions. Oh, don't worry about that.
Come on, Peter. Yeah. You can go for 6 years.
I don't know. I like to see Bell maybe with the Seahawks.
You know what?
Russell Wilson is gone now?
Well, if he can't stay healthy, I mean, a nice little backup for him.
I mean, they've always had a power back. I think everywhere else they have like big dogs, but Seahawks has their backfield is a mess.
And they just revamped their coaching staff too.
Quarterback, my bad.
They revamped their entire coaching staff, man. They're going back to a more college style play.
Man. Talking about Alex Smith. Where could he go, really?
The Browns?
No.
Oh no, the Buccaneers. The under quarterback.
I get yeah.
I mean, nah.
I mean, they ain't been eating those W's, man.
I don't know why he. That guy is so.
I don't know what's up with that.
It's when you're enabled your entire career. It's like he's gonna stop you. I mean,
I'm really trying to think where could Smith go.
Hell, I'll take him in Baltimore right now.
He has to go to Buffalo. There's no other way. Like Buffalo will take him.
I think it'd be a good fit in Buffalo. I mean, you have a better quarterback.
Well, Arizona needs a quarterback. Carson Palmer just retired.
That's right.
And you still got
Smith the Fitzgerald.
Is it Fitzgerald? I'm like, look, man, it's my last year, man.
Just give me the ball, bro.
Just throw to me. Over there. Just throw in that direction. Got this.
So I'll to wrap open. This up, so this Sunday, it's do or die for some of these teams. First game, Jaguars Patriots.
This is gonna be a good game. I'm taking Jags.
I'm taking Pats. Honestly, really thinking about it, this is like one of the most easy. It's easy to decide. Really, it's underdogs. It's really okay. Without Wentz, the Eagles they really don't have much of a chance. They really don't.
I agree with you on that.
And the Jags, they don't have a chance either. They really don't. Like people say, oh well, the defense. This is Belichick. This is Belichick, and you're going against a quarterback. It's not good. That's not good.
Okay, but this is how the Jags win, because this is how the Broncos were able to beat the Patriots.
Back in what year?
Pressure, and they also pressure. Had to respect Manning.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, it's the Patriots defense had to respect Manning, but they also had to get pressure on Brady. That's how you beat them. You have to get pressure on Brady every play.
But was Gronk playing that year?
Nope. He was hurt.
Exactly.
Pretty much everybody's
you gotta win.
On that team right now.
So now you got a healthy offense.
You gotta find a way to win.
Best weapon, and you have your two corners playing way better than they were in the beginning. And they're both like, I think they could have been Pro Bowl corners. But no, it doesn't happen. You load that box, you force him. And then keep in mind, it is Belichick. It is Belichick now.
I know it's Belichick, but
that's why the
Pistons. I still like the Jags, man. They got the wild card aspect to them, man. They're the underdogs. They're playing from the bottom, man.
They're literally playing from the bottom.
You're literally like hoping your defense can keep Tom Brady in check. That's what you're playing for.
Jalen Ramsey said they're gonna win that bitch. So
right, but usually the key is to keep Brady on the sidelines, and it's almost in that's this game true. You want him on the field. You know what I'm saying? And that's not about to happen. Right. It's gonna be Minnesota, and it's gonna be Minnesota and Patriots in the Super Bowl. Thank you, Marcus Williams, for putting the team that hurt my quarterback in the Super Bowl.
So is that your official Super Bowl prediction right now?
Yes. Sadly, I don't want Minnesota there. I don't. You can't hurt. Because honestly, they wouldn't have won a division if Aaron Rodgers was playing. They'd be a wild card. They would have got knocked out by someone. Whether it had been Eagles or actually, no. Because if Wentz didn't try to beat, you know, Jerome Bettis.
that would have happened. That's a dumb one, man.
That was play calling by the coach, man. They drilled that play.
Yeah. I'm getting tired of these coaches and these risky plays, guys. I really am. I'm really growing very tired of just the bad coaching I'm seeing this year. But that's why there's like six openings for jobs.
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ, man.
But now I'm taking the Patriots in this one, but I do want to see what Leonard Fournette's going to do against that that defense. If they can shut him down, and it's going to be a long night for Blake Bortles. Vikings Eagles, we already know how Defoe feels about that.
Vikings.
Yeah, I think that defense is going to stand up. Now, I would love to see a Jaguars Vikings, you know, Super Bowl just to change it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, based on my picks, that's what I'm going for, Jaguars Vikings. I can't take the Patriots.
But, I mean, if the Patriots make it, honestly, I think if the Patriots make it all the way, the only reason I want the Vikings to lose is because of one person. Literally one person, and he doesn't even play for the team. That's the only reason I'm going against him. So
wait, what?
I'll get with you offline about that. Right. There's literally one person, the reason why.
Oh.
Like, I put up, like, everything against that whole city because it's one person.
Yeah.
So, I don't even hate the Vikings. I actually like them.
Yeah.
But just that one guy.
I liked him for 2 years when Favre played. That's it.
But yeah, so. But in other news, before we wrap this up, you can find us on Apple Podcasts now. So if you don't like watching us, I don't know why you wouldn't want to watch us, because we're amazing.
Right.
You can just listen to us on your listening devices. So you like your
Zunes.
Yep. And MP3
players. A Zune? Man, I haven't heard that in a while.
I know one of y'all out there has a Zune still.
It's like, I'll never let
it
die.
Do they even have software updates for that now?
I can probably find out. But, wow. But yeah, we should be on Google Play in the next couple days as well. I think there's another one, isn't there? Like, those are two big ones. I'm not too sure.
I think most people, either you have an Android or you have an iPhone, so you either have iTunes or Google Play.
Yeah, and Spotify be on that ish sometimes, so I'm not messing with Spotify right now. They kind of made me mad, talking about, you know, they want sponsorship stuff, and I'm like, nah, bro, like,
we need royalties.
Yeah,
we need royalties. So, cut the check.
You know, you can follow us on Turtle Show on all the social media websites: Instagram, Twitter, YouTubes, Facebooks.
Yep.
You know, I'm always posting this crap on there. So, anything else, guys?
That's it, man. That's all I got.
We should be back next week. Same time.
I actually do have one more thing right before we go. Just gonna light a fire. Broncos asked for exclusive coaching rights, or not coaching rights, but exclusive coaching availability for Baker Mayfield in the Senior Bowl. So that's interesting. I guess we're out.
I hate you, Marcus Williams. I hate you.
If Baker Mayfield goes to the Broncos,
he might as well. Tebow went. Look what Tebow did. And Baker Mayfield's a Tebow 2.0, really.
He's gonna stay high the entire time. And he's just gonna be
and it's like, gonna be legal.
I can't stand it. Alright, till next time, guys.
Yeah. Surf toe.
Oh my goodness.